Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Diane. How are you today?
Well, I'm good. Thank you for having me on your program.
It is my absolute pleasure. The first thing that I'd like to do, Diane, is welcome you to the show. And the second thing is thank you for your service and everything you did to help others on and off the battlefield.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
In your wildest dreams, did you ever think that sometime in your life that you would be honored on national television for things that you had done?
Absolutely not. And I'll tell you why. When us nurses went to Vietnam, we didn't expect medals. I honestly was so new to the military life, I didn't know if women got medals like men do, but do they give women medals? So we nurses and women who went to Vietnam and also those who served around the world, we joined during an unpopular war, Vietnam, because we wanted to serve. And once I was in Vietnam, and the generals would come in and pin the Purple Heart on my wounded soldiers. Every day, some colonel or general came in, and these men deserved those medals. And sometimes it was a Bronze Star with Valor, and so on. But I was becoming aware that some nurses were getting medals, but as far as I was concerned, they all deserved them.
Sure.
That's how proud I was of them.
I can't even imagine what that was like, though, to be a nurse or a doctor in a combat zone. I mean, that had to be some horrific things that you saw, but what was it that kept you going through all of that? What made you just face the next day and then the next day?
Well, you just said something very important, that you can't imagine what it was like. No, you can't, and we didn't either. Nothing prepares you for war but war itself. And once you're in the war zone, on a daily basis, you learn how to cope and you develop survival skills. You learn how to shut down so you don't feel emotional about another casualty coming in without an arm or a leg. You don't show it on your face. You don't break down and cry. What good would that do?
Sure.
So you just measure up and you develop your skills very quickly. The men did and us women did, because on a daily basis, we were multiplying these skills over and over. And so we measured up because we had to. We forgot about ourselves. It was always like my patients, they were more worried about the guy in the bed next to them than they were themselves. They would say, oh, don't take care of me. He's worse off than I am. Go take care of him. They were always concerned about their buddies. And that bond that we developed in Vietnam was so strong. And I think that's what carried me through the rest of my life. Was I've never forgotten these young men who suffered and died, and I never forgot the women. And the greatest thing for me is to see them recognized and remembered. And then I'll answer the question you first gave me is, what's it like to be honored by the PBS National Memorial Day concert? Well, I'm just overwhelmed and grateful, and the producers of this concert and their team in their selection of who the honorees are this year, in keeping with their overall mission, which is to remember and honor all those who have served and sacrificed since the birth of our nation, every war and peace. So it's just a dream come true for me, that these women in particular will be recognized at the concert on the eve of Memorial Day.
Now, this is something that's near and dear to my heart just a little bit, because I have an uncle who is alive today thanks to a nurse and a doctor's of the 24th Medical Evacuation Hospital in Saigon. When he went in, 10% chance to live, and he's still with us today. And it's thanks to people like you. Again, you know, we can't thank you enough for what you did during the Vietnam War. And of course, you know, and it was thankless at the time. So it's kind of nice now to see that we're now remembering all of these important people and the things that they did. It was after a visit to the Vietnam Memorial that you realized, though, that the women who had served had nothing to recognize their part and the sacrifices that they made during the war. So how does one begin to take on that huge endeavor?
Well, as I look back, I have to say that it was good that I was naive. I was very naive. I had no idea what I was getting into, and that's a good thing, because if I had known it was going to take 10 years and have all the pushback and obstacles and opposition that faced threats against my life, yes, people threatened to kill me because I was doing this. There were crazy people out there, and I had to deal with that. But that, you put that aside, and you keep your eye on the mission. And I never left that focus, that I wanted to recognize my sister veterans like we recognize our brother soldiers, with that beautiful statue of three servicemen by Frederick Hart. And then just keeping that mission, like, women deserve this. We were betrayed by our country when we came home. If we share our stories with the public and write our own stories like I did in Healing Wounds, we will awaken people to who we really are and that we did really mattered. And I am reminded of what I said at the final hearing when the agencies were rejecting our proposals. It was always no and no and no. No, you can't have the site. No, we don't like that statue. Then we had a design competition. But at the final hearing, this is what I said: is not saving the lives of over 300,000 men in Vietnam of lasting historical significance, which is one of the criteria for any memorial placed on the National Mall. So for me, on Dedication Day, and now the recognition that the PBS National Memorial Day concert is giving women and men in their beautiful, through music, through the tributes, through the stars who perform, it's all about the veterans. Yeah. It's all about us and the active duty men and women serving around the world today. To let them know that they're not forgotten, and that what they do for our nation truly does matter.
Speaking of the performers that are going to be at the Memorial Day concert on Sunday, so many big stars, from the host Joe Montana and Gary Sinise to former retired General Colin Powell, Gladys Knight, Vince Gill, but actress Kathy Baker, who is going to be reciting your words during the segment honoring nurses who served. And I had a chance to speak with Kathy last week, and she told me it was a real honor for her to do this and how much she just admired you as a person, the things that you've done. But she also told me it was such a responsibility that she felt to do it right. So did you have any advice for Kathy Baker, or did you get a chance to speak with her before?
I didn't, but I think she was wonderful, and she was selected. I put my trust in the producers of the National Memorial Concert because I have trusted them for over 30 years because I've watched their programming. And they were so grateful that I put my trust in them, but I said they had to trust me too, because they had to trust my story. And I've talked about it in Healing Wounds, the book that I read, where I had to bare my soul and be completely honest. What good is a memoir if it's not honest? But yeah, trust me, writing an honest memoir about serving in a war is not an easy thing to do. But Kathy, I think, afterwards, I had the wonderful opportunity to actually visit with her. And I could tell that she had taken this very seriously, that she had looked at some videos, interviews that I had done. She had read about me, and she was really, I think, wanting to do me. Yeah. And so it's going to be really overwhelming for me to be among the rest of the million viewers watching from my television, The concert Sunday night at 8:00, because the dream that I had to honor women is now coming true again, in that all these, hopefully, wouldn't it be wonderful if every single woman who had served during the Vietnam era could be watching the concert, so they could feel that they too were given not a medal, but a reward that says you mattered and we honor you and this is for you. And of course, for me, that's all about healing, because I'm a nurse. And in Vietnam, I healed the physical wounds. After Vietnam, I had this opportunity to help heal the emotional wounds of war.
Well, Diane, I can't tell you how great it is to be able to speak with you, and it's an honor to have you on my show. I thank you for your service once again, and thank you for joining me on the Kix Morning Show. And I hope you have a great time watching the concert on Sunday night and have that special warm feeling inside that says, this is about me. This is a little bit about me and all the other women that served. And that's kind of a cool thing. Not everybody's going to be able to feel that.
Well, for me, it's not going to be, this is me. It's all about, this is us. They're honoring us.
Yes.
It's all about us. Like that team we were in Vietnam and the team we were stateside. And it's for us. And that's what gives me this joy. And so I thank you for having me on your program today.